Please make sure you're sitting or lying down somewhere safe and comfortable, where you won't be disturbed for the next 20 minutes or so. And please do not listen to this podcast whilst driving or operating heavy machinery, or where falling asleep might be a hazard, like being in the bath. And so when you're ready, we'll begin. And I want you to begin by closing your eyes, because from this moment onwards, you can imagine that I'm just talking to you and to you alone. So if your eyes aren't already closed, allow them now to gently rest and take a long, slow, deep breath in through your nose and hold that breath for the count of three. Then exhale it slowly out of your mouth. Relax your body now. Pay attention to your feet. Become aware of your shoes or your socks now. And feel your feet becoming heavy, heavy, heavier. Comfortable and so relaxed. And let go more and allow relaxation to happen. Allow your hands to relax gently on your lap. Let them grow heavy, limp. Let them relax and let go. And take another long, slow, deep breath. Hold it for the count of three. In through your nose and breathe out. Calmness and relaxation is beginning to flow down your body now, from the top of your head all the way down to the tips of the toes. Every nerve, every cell, every fibre, every muscle of your body is relaxing nicely now, relaxing, letting go of tension, letting go, and let go even more now, and go deeper into relaxation. And take another long, slow, deep breath. Hold it for the count of three. In through your nose and breathe out. That's right. Very good. Notice how heavy your hands are becoming now. So heavy, so comfortable, and so relaxed. Let go even more now. And as you notice that heaviness there in your hands, feel it spreading all the way over your body. And let your eyes feel heavy as well. Heavy and comfortable and so relaxed. Let go of those muscles around your eyes, for it takes no effort whatsoever to allow them to remain comfortably closed. Imagine your eyelids are heavy now, allowing your eyes to remain closed. And imagine the word relax on your forehead or around you. Relax, relax. Or imagine that you can see the word relax, or a shape, or colour, or a sign that can symbolise the word relax. And take that symbol of relaxation back and back and back until it relaxes both the left and the right lobes of the brain and allow that relaxing feeling to flow all the way through the body and let go. Go deep inside yourself now. Imagine a beautiful stairway with coloured lights, green as an emerald, blue as a sapphire, red as a ruby, sparkling and shimmering down the stairs, inviting you down, down to a wonderful place, deep within yourself. And go down and down, deeper and deeper, relaxed, and let go. Feel yourself safely descending the stairs. Here and there it is dark, and other places a colour will flash through your mind. Become a bystander as you go down. See yourself going deeper down. Feel yourself going deeper down. But know that your mind is still here, listening to and hearing what is said. And very soon, as you go deeper, you'll achieve the perfect state of relaxation, letting go of distractions, for any noise, any sound, any movement you hear or sense takes you deeper and deeper within yourself. So let go more now as you go down the stairs, deeper and deeper within yourself. You find yourself entering a bubble, and moonlight is filtering in through an open window, reflecting the most wonderful colours of the rainbow upon your bubble. And you feel safe, protected, calm and relaxed, and at peace with the world. And the bubble is all around you. The only thing that you are now aware of that's outside this bubble is the sound of my voice. My voice only. And my voice can penetrate this bubble, so that whatever I say, you will hear, and you will feel easy and relaxed about these words, because your unconscious mind is now open and receptive to the ideas and words it receives. And now that you are so very relaxed, I'd like you to go back to a time in the past when you felt really calm. Remember a time now when you felt really, really calm. And fully return to that time now. See what you saw, hear what you heard, and feel how good it felt to feel really calm. That's right. And if you can't remember a time, imagine how good it would feel if you were very confident and had all the power and strength and self-belief you could ever need. And as you keep going through this memory, really remembering a time when you felt really wonderfully calm, keep running the memory and make the colours richer, more vivid and brighter. and any sounds that you may hear. Make them louder and clearer. And if there are any feelings to the memory, make the feelings stronger. That's right. It's like turning everything up. And as you feel those calm, relaxed feelings increase, we just squeeze the thumb and the middle finger of your right hand together. That's right. Really squeeze the thumb and the middle finger together as you relive that wonderful feeling. That's right. And now release your fingers and let go. And now I want you to remember a time when you felt really confident, really in control. Remember a time in the past where you felt confident and in control. Perhaps it was a time at home or at work, or when you were at school or college. It could be recently or some time ago. Just go back to that time now when you felt really confident and in control. Fully return to it now and see what you saw, hear what you heard, and feel how good it felt. That's right. And as those feelings of feeling confident and in control, as they increase, squeeze your thumb and middle finger of your right hand together. And really turn up the colours, make them bright and vivid. And any sounds, make them loud and clear. And the feelings of confident, really turn them up, make them bigger. As if they were to consume your whole body, those feelings of really being wonderfully confident and in control. And then release your fingers and let go. That's right. Very good. And now I want you to remember a time in your past when you felt really loved. A time when you felt really, really loved by those around you. Can you remember a time when you felt truly loved? Maybe a time with your family or with friends. Return to that now. See what you saw, hear what you heard, and feel how good it felt to be really, truly loved. And keep going through that memory. Keep running it over and over. And as you do so, make the colours really bright. Make any sounds really loud and clear. And the feelings of being truly loved, make them bigger, and then even bigger than that. And as you feel those wonderful feelings of being truly loved, squeeze the thumb and middle finger of your right hand together. Really squeeze as you relive those wonderful feelings of being truly loved. And then release and let go. Very good. And so now you will notice that whenever you touch your finger and thumb together, that instantly those calm, confident, truly loved feelings will return. Try it now. And as you still remain holding the finger and thumb together, think of a time or a situation in which you used to feel stressed or feel anxious, and imagine things now going perfectly well. Picture yourself with things going exactly as you want them to go, and feel how good that feels to be calm and in control of the situation. And maybe imagine a few more challenging situations. Notice yourself handling them all easily and effortlessly, just in the way you wanted. Notice how good that feels to be calm and in control. And each time you repeat this exercise, it will become easier and easier to experience the feelings of calm, confident relaxation just at your fingertips. And then allow your hands to relax. And now I'm going to ask you to think about certain words and their meanings and associations to you. You'll think about them lazily, slowly, and easily of these words, just turning them over in your mind to let them sink deeply into your unconscious mind until they become woven into the very fabric of your substance and of your self-image. And the first word I wish you to think about is health. And I want you to now and always to couple it with the word good. What can the words good health mean? They can mean a sense of physical well-being with strong heart and lungs, perfect functioning of all the organs, nerves and systems of the entire body, strong muscles and bones, smooth, healthy, elastic skin, and the absence of excess fat, greatly increased resistance to all forms of infection, and an increasingly great measure of control of both the autonomic nervous system and the hormone glands, which between them control all the functions and conditions of the body. Good health means not only physical health, but also a healthy attitude of mind, in which the nerves are stronger and steadier, the mind calm, more composed, more tranquil, more relaxed, and more confident. It can mean a greater feeling of self-esteem, a greater feeling of personal well-being, safety, and happiness than has ever been felt before. It can mean complete control of the thoughts and emotions, with the ability to concentrate better and use all of the vast resources of the memory and the intellectual powers of the unconscious mind. It can mean the ability to sleep deeply at night and awake in the morning feeling calm, relaxed, confident and cheerful, ready to meet all the challenges of the day with energy and enthusiasm. The words good health can mean any or all of these things and more. These words have tremendous power. Allow them to sink deeply into your unconscious mind, which always reproduces in you your dominant thoughts. And the next word I would like you to think about is success. It may mean a sense of recognition, satisfaction, and achievement in your chosen field in life. The ability to make firm friends and to mix easily in a social setting, or the confidence and skill to engage in any situation. It may mean the ability to set achievable goals in life, which are worthwhile and progressive, and the motivation and determination to achieve these goals. It may mean the confidence to enable you to throw off your inhibitions, to be spontaneous, to express your feelings without fear or hesitation. Success has many meanings, and I do not know if it may have a special meaning for you. Whatever the word success means to you, I want you to use this word as an emotional stimulus to produce in you all the feelings which go with success. Finally, I want you to think of the word motivation. What can it mean? It can mean the desire and the determination to achieve certain objectives. It can mean a gradual yet progressive strengthening of a desire to be in charge of one's life, to destroy the old recordings of habit patterns, to play new music instead of old, to cease being a puppet of one's early conditioning, and to become a creator of a new, healthy, happy and successful script in the play of life. It can mean the gradual but progressive building of a stronger and stronger desire to be creative on one's own behalf, to create the future you desire more and more strongly. We have all been conditioned since birth to associate words with feelings. Words are therefore among the tools which you can use to produce the feelings and the results you want. And these words are health, success, and motivation. Remembering to couple the word good with health at all times. And so now, in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 up to 5. So that when I reach the number 5, your eyes will flutter open, you'll feel wide awake, feeling fully alert and good in every way. One, two, three, four, five. Eyes wide open, wide awake, and have a little stretch.